It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. I stopped by Bergamot Station last week to check out a few exhibitions at various galleries and spent, to my surprise, more time there than I had initially intended. So, let me take you on a short tour. At BG Gallery, I found an exhibition of sculptures by Austrian artist Martin Kramer, his first exhibition in the United States. Inspired by early 20th century photographic portraits, Kramer carves his figurative sculptures out of wood, with their flattened surfaces enhanced by black watercolor paint. The exhibition's press release quotes Kramer saying that his intention is to connect with the characters and meld the pose and the moment of the photo into a new object, a freestanding bas relief, which is nearly as flat as the picture. I found myself walking around these roughly carved sculptures that leave the strange but appealing impression that after making his realistic full-body portraits, the artist somehow pressed and flattened them into two dimensions, thus enhancing their resemblance to the original photographic portraits. The exhibition runs through August 30th. Rose Gallery has an unusual exhibition, Collector's Favorites, which is comprised of over 70 photographs culled from private collections of members of the Photographic Arts Council, Los Angeles. This exhibition offers not only a rare chance to see works by such masters as Robert Frank, Irving Penn, Imogen Cunningham, and Edward Weston, but also provides insights into the intriguing and sometimes peculiar preferences and choices made by these private collectors. The exhibition is closing on September 3rd, but this coming Saturday, August 27th, the Rose Gallery will host a conversation between these LA photography collectors and Virginia Hackard, curator at the Getty Museum. This event is scheduled to start at 11:30 a.m. and is open to the public. Now I want to invite you to the Robert Berman Gallery to see the exhibition Save America, which will throw you into the very center of the political drama and circus of our presidential election. Starting with the Warhol's 1972 demonic portrait of Nixon bearing the slogan Vote McGovern, the exhibition proceeds with a series of political portraits, all appropriated from Warhol, among them a portrait of George W. Bush with a handwritten note, Vote Obama. And the most sizzling of them all is a smiling but scary face of Donald Trump with a particularly poignant written message underneath, Vote Bernie, but with Bernie's name crudely scratched out and replaced with Hillary. All of these appropriated works are created by R.J. Berman, and if you do a little research, you will be appropriately amused to learn that the full name of this daring artist is Robert Berman, the very art dealer and owner of this gallery. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are still uncertain as to whom you'll vote for in the upcoming election, come see this exhibition before it closes this Saturday. It will definitely help you to make the right choice. It's been Edward Goldman with AUG on KCRW.